Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation.
Hi, folks. It's Andy O'Brien again for Audio Motivation. Thank you for joining us. And today, I'm happy to bring you Denise Wakeman, who is a digital marketing strategist. She's been that since actually 1996, which Denise, she's worked with hundreds of creative professionals and online entrepreneurs around the world to help them build their business and strategically use social marketing to get more visibility, traffic, leads, customers, and opportunities. Denise is passionate about travel and how it can inspire you to think bigger and go for what's possible in your business and life. As an early adopter and an active experimenter, you can depend on Denise to help you navigate the adventure of growing your business on the web. And you can learn more at her website, DeniseWakeman.com. Denise, welcome.
Thank you so much, Andy. I'm very happy to be here today.
Yeah, thanks for coming along. And I've been wanting to catch up with you for years because I've kind of been following you for, it seems like, 10, 15 years now. And you're like one of the pioneers. I mean,
I was online pretty early, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, most people.
And it's just evolved so much. I mean, as you know, and it's pretty mind-boggling where we're at now in late 2017 and looking ahead. And it's just, you know, compared to back in 1996, I mean, there was really not much. I was in the cable industry back then, and we were launching like pay-per-view movies back then. So
right. Well, I couldn't even get anything other than a dial-up line in 1996.
Yeah, AOL was big back then, I remember. That was like the big thing. So, well, let me pick your brain a little because I want to get into kind of what you've seen as, you know, what's working now versus what's working like, you know, even 6 months to a year ago in terms of, you know, people trying to get some traction in their business. Because some of the people listening to this is going to be not only on the podcast, but also inside our member area in the business growth section of Audio Motivation. So I really want to, you know, tap into your expertise in terms of, you know, what are people doing? I mean, I know it's obviously social media, but there's so much now that that people need to know about.
Yeah. In the old days, long ago, you know, it was much simpler. It seemed so exciting and you know, our options were pretty limited. And that made it easier in a way. You know, hardly anybody had email, and very few people had a website in 1996.
Right there,
you can say email's ubiquitous, and if you don't have a website, then forget doing business.
Yeah, right.
So those are two, you know, things that have become totally integral to our lives now, which, you know, who could have really foreseen that way back then? But, you know, the thing about the internet, and like everything in life, is that change is constant. And I guess that's what makes it so exciting to me, because I like that. I love experimenting and trying new things. I'm really curious. I'm a DIYer because I love to just figure it out for myself. On the other hand, things become more complicated as a result. So like doing your own website, there was a moment in there when blogs first came on board as a business tool. Like, I started blogging in 2004. You might have first heard about me as the Blog Squad.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so I jumped on that really early because I saw it was a huge game changer. And then it was mostly other platforms like Typepad. I set my blog up on Typepad Blogger, and it was pretty easy to do. Now they've evolved so much that it's not so easy to create your own site. So, you know, that's where all the evolution comes. Because now people don't, it's not like setting up a website and a blog. Now you set up a blog site.
Right.
So like on WordPress, that started out being a blogging platform, but now it's what we build our entire sites on. Many people do.
Kind of ironic that we've kind of come full circle and now it's hard again. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like now I hire someone to do that because, like, okay, I can tweak things, but forget it, you know, because any little thing that you add to the site, any plugin, it could like blow the whole thing up, or is it secure? You know?
Right. So when people come to you for guidance, I mean, it seems like there are so many options for digital marketing these days. I mean, how do you know without just testing and tracking everything? How do you know, like in your gut, I guess, what's going to work, like instead of just throwing up things to see what sticks, you know?
Yeah, well, most people, that probably isn't a good idea to do unless that's something they like to do. It's going to be, you know, a waste of time. So at this point, you know, I look at my job personally is to try everything. Mm-hmm. And then I can winnow it out for people. So like in 2000, when social media really started taking off, 2007, 2008, you know, it was like, okay, you got to be everywhere.
Right.
You know,
right.
Okay, you got to be on Twitter and you have to have a blog and you have to be on Facebook and then you have to be on LinkedIn and, you know, et cetera. Now it's like, okay, let's be more strategic about this. So who's your audience? You know, what are your objectives? So, you know, a B2B client, I'd probably say Twitter and LinkedIn. Don't worry about Facebook yet.
Really?
You know, well, it depends on who the client is, you know, what the client's business is. But, you know, Facebook I see is more of, even though there's 2 billion people there and probably your B2B clients are there too, they may not be looking for business related content there.
Right.
They're probably looking for that on a more business related site like LinkedIn. Now, that is not like hard and fast rule.
Right.
You know, nothing is. So it is about testing, but like a coach or a consultant, a speaker, then I would say, yeah, you probably need to be on Facebook because then you can use the power of their advertising platform because that's probably the most niched advertising system you can find on the web at this point.
Yeah, it's like you can really narrow down your target there.
Yeah, really tightly. And I don't profess to be an expert at all in Facebook ads. You know, it's one of those things that's so complicated in my mind, but
almost need a college course, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Or you just find somebody who's made it that their life's mission to understand Facebook ads.
Right.
So you know, I tend to work mostly with like independent service professionals, coaches, consultants, dentists, speakers, trainers. So in that case, we do spend more time on Facebook. And what I'm seeing, I mean, your original question, which I know I've gotten way off.
Oh, that's okay.
But
I have a habit of doing that, getting people off track.
But what I'm seeing is that we really have to get much more narrow about who we're connecting with. So even though I have a presence on, you know, all the social networks, that's not necessarily, you know, going back to that, what I suggest for other people, I suggest starting with like 2 maybe. But what hasn't changed is my strong belief that you have to be creating your own content on your own site. A lot of people don't like to hear that. Because like, oh, I just want to post on Facebook. And you know, you've probably heard this before from other people. And I feel like I have to say it over and over again. And I will continue to say it as long as I have to, is that you don't have any control over those third party platforms. You just don't. And unless you are creating a dynamic site of your own on your own digital real estate, then what you're posting on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Google Plus and Instagram, you know, it could disappear when you least expect it.
Yep.
And for reasons you don't even understand. So I think it's that's my first thing, is making sure that any client who comes to me, whether they've been online for a long time or they're just getting started, is that we make sure that their own digital presence or site is optimized as best, the best way possible. And then we look outside of their site to start bringing the traffic back to their site. So
very wise. That's
kind of like the crux of, you know, my conversations day in and day out.
Yeah, those are great. That's a great strategy. And if I can just kind of ask you, this is, I don't know. I mean, I've been struggling with this myself, and I'm wondering about, should you just focus on one thing, or should you try and have, like, you know, everybody's talking about multiple income streams and doing this project and that project and you know, trying to juggle all these things, you know, in order to make money in different areas, not to put all your eggs in one basket. But then there's the argument to, you know, you should really just be laser focused on one thing, you know, and make the most of that one thing. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that you can be focused on one thing and have multiple streams of income doing that one thing.
Oh, okay.
So I work primarily with people, helping them build, you know, visible presence on the web. You know, but I do that in many ways. I do it through one-on-one consulting. I do it through a mastermind that I have. I do it through group programs. I do it through challenges. So I have different income streams. Focusing on one thing is how to get seen and found by more people so you can keep your business growing.
Okay. Yeah, you know, because I'm on your site, and you're all about the visibility brand, and you know, you have the Mastery Lab and the 7-day challenge, and I see where you're going with that, and it's really elegant, you know, the way you have it structured here.
And oh, thank you.
So you practice what you preach, you know, you do it yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to teach it or, you know, consult if I wasn't doing it. And in my own opinion, I don't like it when people tell me things that they haven't done before.
Yeah. Well, the whole visibility concept is really powerful. So, you know, just to increase, you know, your reach and people seeing you in multiple areas, and whether it's in social media or email or, you know.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Because, you know, I can, like, right now I'm working with a client on getting all her email marketing cleaned up, because when she came to me, it was just, she had something in place, but it really needed to be optimized better because there were lots of tweaks that needed to be made so that she could get better conversions. So that's what I'm working on, email marketing with her right now, you know, so that we can then move to the social media part, you know, so that when we drive people back to her site, the email marketing funnel works.
Yep. Right.
Right. So, you know, it doesn't, in my opinion, you've got to have all the it's a holistic approach. So if you're posting on Twitter and Facebook, but you don't have any follow-up to that, if you're not taking them back to your site to opt in for something to get to know you, and then move them through the process till they hire you or get your video course or whatever it is that you're doing, attend your webinar, whatever, then it's really a waste of time.
Yeah, you're leaving money on the table, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then it's just, and it's not, I guess, rocket science. I mean, it's just making sure everything's pieced together the right way, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't claim to be a rocket scientist. And the thing is that a lot of this hasn't changed. It's the tools that have changed, but the actual strategies haven't changed over the 20 some years that I've been online. You know, I started with an email list and a website, you know, in 1997. It's like, oh yeah, we need to be able to send emails to people, you know, and, you know, back then it was really expensive. You know, you had to rent a bridge line to do a teleseminar, right? And, you know, at $30 an hour, you know, and now, you know, you can get Zoom for a year and do video, you know, conferencing.
Oh, yeah. Back in like two, even back in like 2003, when I first started doing these calls, I had a piece of Radio Shack equipment on my phone, you know, and it was just.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
So yeah, it's times have really changed.
So the tools have changed, but there's certain pieces you have to put into place. Now, of course, with when a new social platform pops up, and right now I think it's kind of stable, like there's the big five, whatever. But so when something really looks like it's taking off, then okay, do I add that to the mix now? But you still have to have your home base in place, the email capture in place. You know, what are you giving away, and you know whether it's gated or ungated. And for people, I'm not sure what that means. You know, whether you have to give an email address in order to get that thing or not. You know, those are decisions you make along the way, but it's still the same process, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, marketing is marketing, you know.
Exactly.
Now, what do you see, you know, in your crystal ball, you know, for 2018, 2019, you know, what do you think is coming down the pike here?
Well, you know, there's lots of talk about virtual reality and augmented reality. I don't know how that actually going to play out for most businesses. You know, for some it'll probably play out, but I don't see it really being a big deal for most service-based businesses. So you know, for me, I'm still trying to get people to do a video.
Video. I just started doing my own a couple months ago. It was really I had to overcome a lot of mental blocks.
Yeah, I mean, and most people have them. I did too. I think I did my first video, which was horrific, in 2005. And so I kind of dabble. I go in and out, in and out. But the tools are so much easier now than they ever were. And the fact that we can have a live video show on Facebook that doesn't cost us any money.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is pretty crazy. And so I think really for the next year or two that more people will finally be getting there and creating those opportunities to connect with their audience through that face-to-face connection. I know that every time I do it, and I don't do it as much as I think I should, but every time I do, it's a very powerful connection that you have with people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just installed this thing called Loom, and you can send video through email now.
Oh, I love Loom.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know. I broke my hand in May, my right hand, so that really messed me up since I'm right-handed. And so I was like, okay, how can I have to do video email. How am I going to do this? And I found Loom, and so I started started creating videos to send to reply to emails.
Yeah, what a neat tool, you know, and it gives you your little video in the window of screen share, and just all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
So probably there's probably things that we haven't even thought of that are coming, you know, and
I'm sure
new social media platforms and ways to get your video out there. And boy, it's exciting, you know.
I think it's exciting. A lot of people, and I totally understand it, feel overwhelmed by it, and you know that's. I think that's because it's not their main focus. You know, their focus is their own personal expertise of what they're trying to get out to the world and work with people. So when it comes to like, oh, now I have to figure out how to do live video on Facebook. No way. I said that to, I'm working with another client who we're going to do kind of a soft launch of his book. I was like, okay, how about a live video on the day that we launch it? And he goes, no. It's like, okay, I didn't say it.
You know? Never mind.
Like, okay, never mind. Nope, I'm not going to have that fight, you know, but I tried.
Yep, that's good.
So, but I think that more people, you know, I think that the smartphone really changed people's experience with doing video also, you know, because they can send a little video to their friend. They can upload it to Instagram. They can do Snapchat, you know, all that stuff. And so I think that that helps people get over those barriers. So
yeah, the iPhone nowadays, I mean, it's just so easy, and the quality is really good, you know.
Oh, the quality's phenomenal. Yeah.
So, Okay, so Denise, tell me about your site, because there's a lot going on there, and I want you to maybe take someone by the hand who goes to denisewakeman.com, and kind of what would you like to have them start with and that kind of thing there.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I don't think anybody's ever asked me that. You know, it's because I started my online life pretty much with a blog. When I, was able to do that, I still have my site set up like a blogger does. So with when you hit the homepage, you see the articles I write or that I have guest bloggers write. Because to me, it's really about the content. I want you to get to know me through the content. And if you click through to a blog post, then you're going to see more ways to connect with me. So my primary sort of giveaway, if you will, is inviting people to join my 7-day visibility challenge. And that's an on-demand drip, email drip course. And I've had hundreds and hundreds of people, opt into that. And I have a Facebook group that then I invite them to join and to share the content. Because what that course is about is, it's not even course, it's like action steps. Here, do this. And because that's kind of how I am.
Great.
Here's what you need to do, and here's why you need to do it. Now go do it. Okay. And then let me know you did it and share it with me. So it's about repurposing your content. So I have them go through and pick an evergreen blog post, so a blog post that's, not really dated in its content, and repurpose it in 5 different ways over 7 days.
Wow.
And they can go, they go through, then if they come into the Facebook group, not everybody does, but a lot of people have, if they come into the Facebook group, I have links where they can share what they've repurposed. So then I can take a look at it and I can click over and share and like it too. And, I probably don't toot my own horn enough on that, but, to have me share, if you're, if you've got a few hundred followers and have me share it to my 35,000 followers on Twitter, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yep.
For some people, I mean.
Yeah. That's 35,000 on Twitter. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, and you can see I'm like, oh yeah, I could do that for you, But I also, I can't help but give feedback if I see that there's something that could be better. And then, every now and then I'll say, hey, if you want to do more with me, join my mastermind group. And that's the Visibility Mastery Lab. Which is kind of become my core product now, because I really like the intimate group teaching and mentoring.
I love the 3 levels there,
Yeah. I've got a great group of people, and people can come in anytime. You're not stuck in there forever. I've been tweaking it for the last year and a half, and it's working well. So those are the kinds of things that people will find by clicking through onto stuff. I had a show, remember Google Plus and Hangouts?
Yeah.
That's one of those things that kind of came and went, but I did a show for like 2.5 years on Google Hangouts called Adventures in Visibility. And so all those, then I convert it to a podcast, so there, all those programs are available there too. And so
beautiful.
Yeah, I think those are the, there's things, ways to work with me and that sort of thing, but I like people to get to know me first,
well,
before I hit them over the head.
Well, I think they just did, so that's good. Okay, so denisewakeman.com is the website, and what's like coming up for you? Just continuing the Mastery Lab and the challenge and,
Yeah, right now also I'm doing a joint venture with Ellen Britt. I don't know if you know her or not, but we've been colleagues for a long time. We've partnered on things a lot of things over the years. And so we're in the process of enrolling for a program on how to sell your high-end products on the phone.
Excellent. Wow.
Yeah.
So, So that's coming up, and then boy, we're right in the, we're about to start the fourth quarter here. So do you have any kind of parting thoughts for people who are struggling right now to try and, you know, overcome the getting stuck, and, you know, because a lot of people are out there wondering what their next move should be, and they're just overwhelmed or confused, and
Well, what I like, what I tend to tell people over and over again is you've got to take at least one action every day to be in front of your audience. So whether it's, you know, writing a blog post one day and then sharing it on your social networks the next day, every day you've got to do something to show up. Every single day. And if you're confused about, or, you know, wondering like, what should I be doing? You know, ask the people you're connected to, you know, do a post, you know, I'm curious, what's your biggest, you know, challenge? I know that's kind of that question's been around, but it does reveal things. You know, send an email, even if you only have 10 people on your list, send an email to that list and say, hey, what do you want me to write on my next blog post? What do you need to know today? You know, that kind of thing. That gives direction, but take an action every day. Show up every day. This is your business. And if you need help, then you need to seek help. There are so many mentors and coaches and consultants out there, and there's so much free content. I mean, I sign up for free stuff all the time because I want to, you know, I don't know everything.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know, and then if I find somebody who I really like what they're doing, then I'll join their program. Often I'll join at a low level just so I can see what the match is like. You know, if they have a low-end program, you know, I don't want to invest $20,000 or whatever, $10,000 or $2,000 until I know if I'm going to be a good match with someone. So that's a good way to do it low cost. If they have a book, buy the book. If they have a, you know, monthly program, get into the monthly program and find out if you like working with that person.
Excellent. This is it's been really educational, Denise, and inspiring, and boy, just 20 years that you've been doing this, and you're just still going strong, which is really awesome. So thank you so much for joining us today for Audio Motivation, and you know, best of luck to you in the coming years here.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk with you finally after all these years of seeing each other around the web, right?
That's right. Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.